Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 21st day of February, 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises, normally in Mandeville, Louisiana today. He's a little further north, but not far enough north really to get into the ice, I suppose, just yet. Right, Dan?
Yeah, it's still pretty nice. I'm right south of Cincinnati on my way to Louisville. And the weather's real nice so far, but I think it's another day it'll be icy over here,
yeah.
I think.
So you've probably been watching not only the weather, but also what's been happening in Chicago and in D.C. this morning, of course. During the first session of the Ag Outlook forums, the United States Department of Agriculture made a guesstimate of expectations for the coming year, and their number for corn acreage was much lower than most might have expected. At 96.5 million acres, the average season cash price at $4.80. What'd you make of that one?
Well, it's not surprising, but I think if we raise a 14.5 billion bushel corn crop, I think the price will be cheaper than $4.80. So I guess I would argue a little bit there. You know, this is just an exercise that we go through each year, and there's no doubt about it. When you pencil out a new crop balance sheet with the acreages that could be planted this spring, and if we have a normal type weather pattern, all of a sudden we begin to build stocks. And anytime you're, you know, in a stocks building mode, it is very difficult to get the market to do anything but drift downward, and there's where the downward pressure comes from. Old crop supplies are still very tight, but right at the moment the trade is all kind of focused on what the future is going to hold, and right now everything looks like, if we have everything normal, that we're going to build stock. So that is what, you know, puts downward pressure on the marketplace.
For that,
I think contributing, yes?
Yeah, I was going to say, for the last several weeks, you've been a bit of a contrarian to the market, which has wanted to push the price lower, but you've been friendlier than most, I suppose.
And I don't think, I still think some rally potentials are ahead of us. We're only, you know, 6-7 weeks into the calendar year. Statistically, the odds say that new crop corn and soybean futures will give us some better pricing opportunities than probably what we're seeing here, at least during the first 6 to 7 weeks of the marketing year. No one knows when that's going to happen, but I think statistically you still got to be in that mode that there will be some pricing opportunities. But I think, you know, to go along with today's bearishness, is the dollar stronger as the bond market looks real toppy in here, and it looks like we're headed to some higher interest rates. And if we are headed to some higher interest rates, that means people's going to want to own the dollar, and then that's going to put downward pressure in all commodities. I think that the fact that we're starting to see index funds move out of commodities, again, that's going to be a bearish influence. So at least right at the moment here, you know, the bear kind of has the ball. Everything seems to be wanting to go his way, at least in the short run here.
Did you make anything of the 77.5 million soybean planting acre and the 1050 average price that USDA raised?
Well, my guess is that's probably low. My guess is that beans are going to be much more attractive to corn by the time the planters roll. And I think we'll maybe end up with a few more beans than probably what they're saying. And I actually think their corn number's probably low. I think for the most part, the trade probably feels that's low. But, you know, a USDA forum report is a USDA forum report. And, but I think, you know, the day will pass, and the real numbers, that's really going to move this market one direction or the other, for pretty much on the March 29th report. That'll tell us what kind of supplies we have on hand halfway through the marketing year. And that'll give us a little better idea, or that'll give us the first official survey of what farmers are thinking. banking on acres, and those are going to be the big numbers. I think anything in between here is a lot of noise.
On the export side, do you see anything in the future for corn?
It's pretty dismal at the moment. Argentina, Brazil, they still have inventory, or South America has inventory to still supply the world market. I would think that they would be running nearly out, but it won't be too long. They will have fresh inventories to move into the world export market. So selling corn into the export market at the moment, especially with the larger world wheat inventories that the trade is starting to worry about, is going to be a struggle. Now, tomorrow's reports might not have a lot in them. China was on Lunar New Year holiday. Brazil was in their Carnival holiday. So there's a lot of absence in the world export market last week. So I don't know what to kind of expect at tomorrow's export report. But I think next weeks are going to be important, whether or not we see any pickup in bean demand. We had some sales cancellations from China on soybeans last week. We'll have to see whether or not we get any activity this week on cancellations. So I think that's what everybody's kind of watching for. If Brazil cancels more sales, China, but they were in the market earlier this week, and it just looks to me like that China demand may be strong enough that we're still going to continue to get a piece of it. It won't be as large as what we've been accustomed to, but I think as long as we sell them a few beans, that could really tighten up old crop soybean inventory levels pretty sharply.
Dan, stay safe on the road while you're out there.
Very well, Todd.
Thank you. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. He's on the road just near Cincinnati, Ohio, on this Thursday afternoon.